Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Courtney Keeley. President Biden and his South Korean counterpart held bilateral talks in Seoul today, then appeared side by side in a news conference discussing the joint statement they released. Biden spoke about strengthening their supply chains and giving their economies a competitive edge. The two leaders discussed working together as part of a global response to condemn what they called Russia's flagrant human rights abuses in Ukraine and their joint defense posture in the face of threats posed by North Korea. A joint statement says that peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait is essential for security and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific regions, as well as a number of initiatives taken on the security front.
Getting a third COVID shot boosts antibody levels.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending a third dose of the COVID vaccine for kids 5 to 11 years old. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, it's intended to boost their protection against severe and long-term illness.
Getting a third COVID shot boosts antibody levels and may also broaden the body's ability to fight off different variants. That's why booster doses have been offered to teens and adults, and it's why the CDC now recommends them for kids 5 to 11 years old. But this is the age group that's the least vaccinated. Just 35% of kids this age have at least one COVID shot, let alone two. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, warns that unvaccinated children are vulnerable to serious illness. They were twice as likely to get hospitalized in the recent Omicron surge. There are also major gaps in racial equity. More than half the kids hospitalized during Omicron were Black or Hispanic. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service says it is pausing ecologically critical prescribed fires for the rest of the summer. NPR's Nathan Rote reports the rare move comes after an intentionally set fire got out of hand in New Mexico.
Prescribed fires are generally lit to keep forests healthy and to remove vegetation that can feed monster unhealthy blazes down the road. More than 99% of them work as intended, U.S. Forest Service Chief Randy Moore said in a statement announcing the 90-day pause on prescribed fires on national forest lands, a statement that did not directly mention the prescribed fire in drought-wracked New Mexico that got away. That fire is still burning out of control. But the longer-term concern, forest ecologists tell NPR, is that by lessening prescribed fires now, it will only make future fires worse. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Wall Street teetered on the edge of a bull market on Friday, but the S&P recovered in the final hour of trading. It was down as much as a 2.3% for the day, and it recovered and finished 18.7% below its record set on January 3rd. This is NPR. At least one person is dead from a tornado that ripped through the small northern Michigan community of Gaylord. Dozens of people were taken to nearby hospitals to be treated for injuries. Sarah Fake says she and her family are fine, but her neighborhood did see some damage.
All of the trees were snapped in half. The power line is down onto the wire fence. We can't let the dog out right now. And the front yard, all the trees are gone. My mom's tire was popped. I guess, I don't know what hit it, but that tire popped.
For the first time in 2 years, Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore is preparing to welcome a full venue of horsemen and spectators for the 147th Preakness Stakes. It's the first time the second leg of the Triple Crown will return to pre-pandemic-sized crowds. From member station WYPR, Callan Tansel-Sadath reports.
By mid-afternoon Friday, Pimlico was packed for the Black Eyed Susan Stakes, a prelude to the Preakness. Andrea Johnson, who has worked in various roles at the racetrack since 1997, doesn't think a recent uptick in COVID cases in the area or a record-breaking heat wave will keep people away from the main event.
It's a lot of fun betting on the horses and stuff, and you get to meet so many different people. So I believe that they're going to have a huge crowd.
Last year, the track allowed fewer than 10% of its typical number of guests for the Preakness. In 2020, the race was held 4 months late with no live audience. For NPR News, I'm Callan Tansel-Sudduth in Baltimore.
The track could see as many as 110,000 visitors. This is NPR.